Welcome to Q&A with TNK. They've surfed the interwebs. They've contemplated, ruminated, and speculated. They've checked the teletype, and now they're ready to answer your questions. Here are your hosts, Tiffany and Kristen.
Hello, and welcome to Q&A.
With TNK, I'm Kristen.
And I'm Tiffany, and we're answering your parenting questions.
Yeah, Tiffany, when can we cut that nap?
Oh, I still wish I had that nap.
I love naps.
Yeah, me too. I'm very pro nap.
I think some children really enjoy naps, but they pretend they hate them.
Yeah. I think they have a stronger fear of missing out is what's going on there.
I think so.
Some serious FOMO in the preschool classrooms for nap time.
And I think that that's how, like, we can get a whole entire room of, like, 20 children to sleep.
Yeah.
Because they're all laying down and they know they're not missing out on anything.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh.
I found that more children actually nap for, in the past, more children nap when you stop telling them they have to nap. It's cool, man. Do what you gotta do. I know you really like to fall asleep. I don't want you to miss anything, so like fall asleep right away.
Right.
That way you don't sleep through the afternoon play session.
Right. So why do children nap?
Makes their brains grow.
That's the general reason.
They're tired.
For it. Yep. Their bodies need time to rejuvenate. Their brains need time to catch up with all of the things that have been filling it all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And naps are so important for your brain.
Yeah.
They're so important for your body.
Yeah.
And if your child needs a nap, they need a nap. They do.
Yep.
I think when it gets to be the age kind of like 4 or 5, there's like this time where it's like, okay, if we can hold out and not nap them during the day, then they go to bed so much easier at night and they will instantly fall asleep. And it makes life so much easier for the parent.
Mm-hmm.
But what are we depriving them of? Are they going to miss out on some sleep? I don't know.
Yeah. Are we creating a sleep deprivation cycle?
Exactly.
I mean, I think you have to, as with every episode, do I sound like a broken record? Every child is different.
I know, they are.
Some kids don't need that nap.
Exactly.
What I find hard is when a kid doesn't take a nap who clearly needed a nap, and then they're a hot mess, and like I feel bad passing that child back to mom and dad, being like, everything's going to be hard for the next 4 hours until bedtime.
Yes.
I feel bad when that happens.
We have had where, like, parents don't want children to sleep, and so we're trying to respect the parents' wishes. And so by law, we have to have children rest for 30 minutes on a cot in our program. That is one of our rules that we have to follow by the Minnesota Department of Human Services. And we've had lots of parents say, if my child falls asleep, please wake them up at the end of the half an hour. There are so many times we can't wake them up. Like,
they've just gotten started.
It's so difficult to wake some of those kids up.
Yeah.
And there was one little girl who we have to actually pick her up off her cot and stand her on her feet in order to, like, keep her awake.
Wow.
It's
and
so
when
hard.
Would she wake up on her own?
I don't know, because she's, like, half in, half out. Like,
for the whole rest of the day, right?
Yeah. It's hard. So the gist of it is that if your child falls asleep, they need the sleep.
Yeah.
And let them sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I cannot. I'm so much in infant toddler land with Guy right now.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine waking him up on purpose. it's just like, please stay asleep. Please stay asleep.
Yes.
Get as much sleep as you need. Don't wake up grumpy. You know, you can hear when they're waking up like,
yes. And, like, and you get that anxiety feeling like, no, not yet. Not yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very different than when he wakes up and he goes, goo, goo, goo. You hear that over
yeah.
the
yeah.
over the baby monitor. It's like, oh, this will be fun.
Yeah.
Goo, goo.
Mm-hmm.
Mama.
Mama.
Mama. Mama. He doesn't have a deep voice. No. Mama.
Mama.
Mama. That's very different than like, like, yeah. Ooh.
You're not ready.
You're not ready.
Yeah.
And that's hard. And that's hard for the kid.
There's a whole entire book.
Oh.
We got to link this.
Yeah. What's the book?
It's called Sleepless in America. I read it a long time ago, and I actually have it on my shelf at school.
Yeah.
I think of it quite so often. Quite often.
Yeah.
Is it called Sleepless in America? I'm going to see if that's actually what it's called.
What's the name of the movie? All this talk about sleep is making me yawny again.
Sleepless in America, is your child misbehaving or missing sleep?
Ooh. Sounds like a good one.
Uh-huh.
I really liked Precious Little Sleep.
What is that?
That's the sleep book that saved my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me more.
It just really enforces the respectful communication between you and your child. And
yeah.
like it lays out the steps for how to teach a kid to sleep.
Oh.
Because like you kind of have to learn how to fall asleep.
You do. There's like a whole level of self-soothing that has to take place in order for you to like shut down your body enough to fall asleep. It's a complicated process.
Holy yeah, it's buckets. Not easy.
No. And it makes it even harder nowadays. Nowadays. Back in the old days, they didn't have blue lit screens that make your brain activity so crazy before you go to bed.
Yeah.
So that's a whole other can of worms. But the basic point is don't let your child do any type of screen time an hour before bed.
Yeah.
Because it wires their brain in a different way.
And you can still be a yes parent and set limits around bedtime.
Yeah.
And you can still honor your child and let them be an active participant in bedtime while still parenting.
Yeah.
Those things all happen together.
Yes.
And getting good sleep at night, that Precious Little Sleep book, they have a favorite quote of mine that goes, sleep begets sleep.
Tell me what that means.
That means that there's no catching up on sleep. If you have a sleep deficit, you're always behind.
Oh.
And, well, I mean, like, obviously you can kind of catch up, but what it means is that if you sleep really well at night, you're going to sleep better during your nap. You're going to take a longer nap.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that whole cycle of you need your nap during the day.
In order to have that good sleep at night.
In order to have good sleep at night. And it feeds into itself infinitely. It's not like you slept an extra 2 hours a night, so you don't need your nap.
And in that book, Sleepless in America, I did learn that. Mm-hmm. That there's a certain amount of hours at each age you are supposed to get. And however that's broken up is fine.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can get that amount, you're really getting good sleep so that your body can do the things that it needs to do when you're awake.
Mm-hmm.
Grow and learn and yeah.
Sleep is really important.
So important.
As any parent of a newborn can tell you.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And so the whole premise of the Sleepless in America book is basically like a lot of the big behaviors and things that just are really challenging to parents could possibly be stemming from lack of sleep.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
And that's for all ages. That's not just for newborns. It's not for toddlers. It's not for just preschool. I mean, that can
grown-ups
go for...
too.
Yes, and it can go for a fifth grader who's got hockey practice 5 nights a week mm-hmm. and is exhausted because they have homework too.
Mm-hmm.
They're not getting the sleep that they need.
Mm-hmm.
So what can we do to simplify a little bit so that they can, like, grow?
Yeah, sleep is so important.
Yes.
I love sleep.
Yes.
I love naps.
I love naps.
I
had
love a
to
whole...
take naps with my kids.
Oh, I wish Guy would take naps with me. He only sleeps in his crib.
Mm. That's okay.
I know. It's
my kids.
I don't want to brag
sleep.
About that.
I mean, none of my kids sleep in their own bed, so it's like revolving bedrooms at my house. My sister used to give me such crap for it, my younger sister.
Yeah.
And now her family's the same way.
Just like
the same exact way.
Oh, gosh.
There's always, when I wake up, like, my room is always a mess because every single morning when I wake up, there's at least 3 children in my room on the floor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Well, what can you do? It is what it
what
is.
What can you do with a Klondike bar? That's what I thought of. Well, I think that we made you know that sleep's really important. Mm-hmm. If you want to find out more, the Sleepless in America book is a really great book.
Mm-hmm. And Precious Little Sleep is another great.
Precious Little Sleep.
Yep. I also want to talk a little bit about how you get kids to sleep.
Okay, how?
Well, how do you get...
How do I get my kids to sleep? It's a huge process every night. Sometimes it's really stressful. Mm-hmm. Other times I'm like thankful I have this little bit of downtime with my children.
Mm-hmm.
Crew is a very anxious child. He does have an anxiety disorder, and ever since he was little, he's always needed somebody near him when he falls to sleep. That's mm-hmm. just mm-hmm. What he needs.
Mm-hmm.
And so somebody has always been in his room as he falls asleep. Knox shares a room with him now. So Knox is dependent on that as well, because that's all he knows.
Yeah.
And so our routine is each get a book. Crew gets like a chapter in a book, and then Knox gets a picture book or a look and find book. And then we say a prayer, and then we play the same sleep music every night. And I tickle Knox's tummy till he falls asleep.
Aww.
And Crew falls asleep knowing that I'm laying on the floor next to their bunk bed. And that's how we get them to sleep. And then Channing has to be, she's downstairs alone at that point in time. So she doesn't like to be downstairs alone. So Steve generally sits down there and reads the book to her. Mm-hmm. She falls asleep so fast. So that's nice. The boys take a little bit longer. And then Sailor just usually puts herself to sleep. She's 12.
So. How long until she put herself to sleep? Like, when did that stop? Or has she always put herself to sleep?
No. Maybe in the last, like, 2 years, she's taken more responsibility for reading a book before she goes to bed or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How about you?
With Guy, we still give him a bottle, even though he's 1.5.
Okay, and we talked about that, and you don't need to feel guilty or shame of that.
Okay.
Because that is fine. That's what he needs. He's not going to be 45 drinking a bottle.
Okay. I need to hear that sometimes.
Yes.
So we give him a little warm bottle. We read a story to him. I hold him and wrap him up in Nai-Nai, his blanket.
Yeah.
And I sing him 2 songs usually. And lately we've been doing Eskimo kisses.
Ooh.
Where I like surprise him and tickle his nose and he thinks it's so funny.
Mm.
And I love those like cuddly like belly laughs where he's half awake. It's so cute. And then I just say, good night. I love you. And I rub his little back for like 2 seconds. Sometimes I spank his butt. A little pat, mm-hmm. pat, pat, and then I walk out. He's usually awake when I leave.
Yeah.
And sometimes you'll hear him talk for a little bit. Every once in a while, he cries. Usually what happens is that he gets upset before, like if he's overtired is usually what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm trying to like go through the regular routine, he's flailing and I just say like, hey, I'm going to give you space to fall asleep on your own because it's really hard to hold you if you're doing this. So then I lay him down and I give him 5 minutes, and if he's still pissed, I'll go back in and try again. Most of the time, why are you making this nose at me?
I was making a pig nose on the podcast screen.
Yeah, getting boogers on my equipment. Most of the time, guy falls asleep on his own within like 3 minutes.
You know what? Knox, before he shared a room with Crew, he used to be able to do that. Just put him in his crib.
Yeah.
And he moved to a big boy bed, started sharing a room with Crew, and
things got complicated.
Downhill since then. But
and that's, so I hope that when Guy goes to preschool, they continue his sleep routine.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I hope it's going to be me. So like, duh, I'm going to do it the way I want to do it.
Exactly.
But there's also something to be said for your child having a different relationship with different adults and different mm-hmm. routines in different places.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the thing that they need at school to fall asleep is different. And, like, I always feel bad. There's always one kid that sees everybody else getting a little back rub at nap time that puts themselves to sleep and then suddenly doesn't know how to do it without you rubbing their back. And then at home, they're like, Mom, you need to rub my back or else I can't fall asleep. And it's like, where did that come from?
Right.
How did that happen? How did I do that? I'm sorry.
Yeah. We're just trying to do what's best for kids.
Yeah. So
each kid individually.
Yeah. Sometimes it takes us a while to know them.
Yeah.
And I really hope that we don't give them bad habits.
Right.
We're cognizant of that. I wrote a whole blog post when I was blogging at mrspreschool.wordpress.com.
Is it still up and running?
It still posts podcasts automatically every time one pops up. But I did a whole post on the different types of nappers.
Oh.
And it's like a list of 100 different nappers.
Oh, my gosh.
Because when you start, like, if you are an expert on your child, you know how they nap.
Yeah.
But every child is different. So, like, Guy gets his bottle before nap. Mackenzie, his cousin, wakes up and has a bottle.
Yeah.
And, like, if you mess that up, it
doesn't
work.
Exactly.
And there are so many different kinds of nappers. Like, Knox, you rub his belly. And sometimes you have to tickle the back in a circle. Or sometimes it's waves up and down. Or sometimes it's pats.
Cruises tickle my arm.
Mm-hmm,
Channing
mm-hmm.
is tickle my feet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Sometimes you got to sit on their feet.
Sailor wiggles her foot as she falls asleep.
Mm. Kurt does that too. We call it the wiggle toes. There are like holes worn thin in the sheets.
From his toes?
Because he wiggles his toes all night long. You can just hear the like.
Oh, funny.
All night long. The wiggle toes.
Oh, my.
Some kids need to be wrapped up real tight. Some kids need a blanket. Some kids need to be extra warm. Some kids need cold. Some kids need fan noise. Some kids need ocean noise. Like,
oh, we all need fans. Oh. In my house. I really love your sound machine, though. The white noise machine.
Yeah.
I love that thing.
Have you seen the little one?
I don't know. I heard the one in his room and I went to go get him up from nap today.
Yeah, that one's nice. We have a little mini one in our room. Noise machines are great. They come with like different settings.
Yeah.
So there are different tones of fan noises and everything.
Yeah.
I started doing white noise at nap time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like if I picked a different kind of white noise, they would flip out.
Do you want to know?
I started out with like,
oh,
it's a rainstorm.
Like, I get everybody to sleep.
What?
Ocean noises, like waves.
Yeah, that's what we settled on. The rainstorm,
my gosh.
I was, the first time I tried it, I was like, oh, there's a rainstorm coming. So get bundled up in your blanket so you don't get wet in the rain. And then they were freaking out the next day, like, I was so scared of that rain. Like, Oh, it was supposed to be fun and cute and cozy, but I ruined it. So we went to Ocean, and everyone was fine with Ocean. But you never know.
You don't.
You never know.
Mm-mm. Okay, well, Tiffany.
Well, Kristen.
It's been fun.
We'll see you next time on
Q&A.
This has been Q&A with T and K. Thank you for listening. From serious to silly, Tiffany and Kristen are eager to answer your questions. Just email them to q4tnk@gmail.com. That's q4tandk@gmail.com. We'll be back next week with another episode. Music by Kurt Pearsall. Tiffany's sweet, sweet hubby.
This has been an Explorations Early Learning Upstairs Studio production.